This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Wood.
Wood. Oh, God.
She said wood. Wood. W-O-O-D. Wood.
Oh, my goodness.
I woke up and the code word was wood. Text WOOD to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rates apply. WOOD is this hour's code word. 72881 is the special contest line. And we're all 12 years old. WOOD is this. Thank you, Bryn, for joining the underage party. WOOD.
Glad to be here.
Our text number, not the game.
No,
number.
Totally different number.
This is the number you would call.
Not a game. It's not a game.
Nope. This is the number you can text to, and whether it's comments or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is an interesting question. Or maybe not. 707 says, good morning, radio family. What album or albums changed your life?
Mm.
Mine are Pearl Jam 10. They Might Be Giants Flood,
oh.
Nirvana Nevermind, and Dave Matthews Band Under the Table and Dreaming. What albums changed your life?
I will say, Jesus, that's hard. I'll say Physical Graffiti, because the people who lived across the street from us, the boy, had the record, and I had never really heard. I was a kid, you know, probably 10 years old. I don't know what year that came out, maybe even younger than 10. And he was playing it all the time, and I would hear it all the time. That, Pink Floyd, Animals. Kate Bush's record, Sensual World, was a good one. I don't know. Can you think of any particular ones?
Well, I looked at the question for a minute, and because I like Pearl Jam 10. I like Nirvana.
Boston's first record.
I like
God,
Boston, but here's
me.
So here are
killed
my two.
Me.
There's only two. My first one is Kiss, Rock and Roll Over, because that is the first record I ever bought.
Mm.
I bought it at the Fedco in Costa Mesa, California. My own money. It's my first record. That was music. I had like Winnie the Pooh,
sure,
on a blustery day.
Right.
But
your parents got
so
those for you.
That Kiss record, and then the next one is Devo, Are We Not Men?
Oh.
And that record sent me
to the moon, Alice.
Off the deep end. Right there. That was, it was both scary and I didn't understand it.
Mm.
What is a Jocko? Like all this stuff that they're, and we're turning into monkeys.
Mm.
The de-evolution theory that they sort of subscribe to, which means we go from monkeys to men back to monkeys.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all that stuff. So those two. There's a million records I can name that I like.
Sure, that were influential on
but
you.
But those two records.
The life-changing records.
Started me into music.
Mm.
What about you, Yuzi?
Is
it Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard?
No.
That was Human. That's Human.
Yeah, that
oh,
would be
sorry.
A Human one. Mine would be, let's see, in high school, Blizzard of Oz.
Oh.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Good
and then
one.
There was a Tom Petty one. Album, I don't know what it is around.
Damn
that time.
The Torpedoes.
That's, I think that's what it was. Where I was just cemented. I'm a rocker, bitch. That's what I am.
Yeah.
Because before I was like, well, you know, I like R&B. I like some soul. I like some oldies. And then I was just like, no, I love all that, but this is me.
Damn the Torpedoes.
Is that what it is?
Refugee.
Yeah.
Here Comes My Girl.
Yeah,
Even
it.
The Losers.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Don't Do Me Like That.
It's just that's everything it. On it's a hit.
What year was that?
79.
Oh, that was 79?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, maybe it was probably introduced to me because this girl down the street from me, I used to hang out with her sister, and she was going to a Tom Petty concert, so she kept slamming on records. And I was like, what? Who? Oh, he's a dog. And then I was listening to
the
music.
I always thought he was like weirdly attractive.
She thought he was so hot. And I was just like, ugh. And then I started listening to music. Then I became instantly attracted.
It is so sad that he's dead.
I think the first record is the one with Breakdown.
That's a good one.
So good.
Fooled Again.
I wish I would have been able to see him one more time.
And then the next one is...
So grateful. I saw him at Bottle Rock 2 years ago.
Yeah, just so lucky.
Who knew that was going to be the last time I'd ever see him?
I saw him at an acoustic thing.
Baby! Another verse.
It's all good, Sarah.
Your eyes give you away.
How about you guys?
Like the Sex Pistols' first album would have been one on my list, too.
Like I do, you said all there is to say.
The Clash. Early Clash
Baby.
Record.
Yeah, I had a lot of people around me love the Clash.
Go ahead and give
Go
it
on,
to
Sarah.
Me. Break down, honey, take me through the night. Break down. Ooh. I like the backgrounds on that one. What about you, Hooman?
Yeah, Hooman and
So,
Brian?
For me...
Okay, hold on. Let me reset it. So, someone wrote in, good morning, radio family. What album or albums changed your life?
Changed your life, Hooman.
Okay, so I do agree with that a person who wrote in, Pearl Jam 10. I listened to that album 100 times in a row. But the other one that really sticks out to me, and, you know, I don't know what you're going to think.
The Three Tenors?
No, it was, it just made me so sad every time I listened to it. But it was The Counting Crows, August and Everything After. I listened to that so many times, and I was so bummed out with their second album. I was like, what? How could your first album be so amazing? Your second album's so...
They had their whole lives to come up with that first album. Then they got just like, okay, put on another album. What?
They had a bunch of good albums, though.
That's true. They had a bunch of hits. What was on the second one? The Einstein on the Beach song?
I don't know.
Somewhere in middle America, get right to the heart of matters.
There was one song on August more. And Everything After that I listened to the most.
You better turn your ticket in.
I think it's I Need a Raincoat. The one where...
Wow. What does he mean? You know, the thing
Raining in Baltimore. Raining in
the
Baltimore.
The thing I love about... So what's the name of the singer for this
Adam
band?
Duritz.
His phrasing is so unique. Like, if you ever try to do a karaoke song of The Counting Crows, you will realize how insanely difficult the choices he's made are. Like, he just phrases things in a completely unique way.
Yeah.
And it's fine to sing along with it when you sing along, but then if you try to do it by yourself, like karaoke or whatever, you're like, oh my God, I don't even know where to start or end.
Turn up.
He's amazing. Is this the I Need a Raincoat?
No, it's raining
this
in Baltimore.
Is raining in Baltimore.
Oh, so I listened to this like 1,000 times.
These don't have dates on them, these records. Recovering Satellites, This Desert Life, Hard Candy. I don't know which one came after August Everything After. So this album, go on.
So yeah, those are the two that come to mind.
What about you? Is it Boys to Men?
Yeah,
and
I'm a very different
selection. Don't say R. Kelly.
Stevie B.
No, R. Kelly was influential for sure because he was, throughout my middle school. But I would say, like, Michael Jackson was one of the first. Like, I listened to a cassette tape in the corner and just hide from everybody. I think it was, like, the first American-type music that I listened to.
What record? Like Off the Wall
it.
Or something?
It was from Beat It.
Oh.
I loved that song.
Isn't Beat It on Thriller?
I'm not even sure
that's
which
Thriller.
One was on. Yeah, and then
well, you were a kid when that came. Like that came out in like '84. Like
yeah, I was probably
so
just born when it came out. I didn't discover it until like '90s, probably.
Right.
And then
for crying out loud,
Mariah.
He's a little boy.
I liked Mariah Carey a lot. Backstreet Boys. I mean, Tupac. All Eyes on Me. I was all about that when I was rolling around T.O. The Tenderloin.
Life-changing music.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I like that. It's interesting to think about.
Yeah, the progression of music for me. It's weird.
Well, it's funny because it makes you think about when you discovered certain artists that you don't even, they're just a given in your life. And then you have to think back to that first time that's a great question, you know?
Well, that's, as they asked it, I'm like, there's a lot of albums I love.
Right, but which ones were like that? Just that turning point or put you in a whole different musical direction.
The other one that I loved was Temple of the Dog. I listened to that so
yeah,
much.
See, I loved all those albums you're naming, but I was already musically sort of
fixed.
Savvy.
Right.
I knew. 925. A gout flare-up is due to the accumulation of uric acid crystals in the joints. Certain foods will absolutely cause an increase in uric acid production. Other foods might help manage it. Proper diet is absolutely imperative to manage gout and prevent further flare-ups.
Sounds like this guy is misinformed.
No, he's not. That's what we're trying to tell you every day.
The guy who texted earlier is misinformed. Yeah, that it's not diet-based. That's BS. We can tell it was. I knew it was wrong.
Believe us. Like,
yeah,
we
you
care,
believe
bro.
Us. We're the only ones who care.
646 says, guys, Pearl Jam would have played Roosevelt Island, not Rikers Island.
No.
Oh, is that true, you guys?
It was the island where the prison is.
I don't remember.
Wasn't it?
I don't.
The island where the prison is.
I don't. Well,
maybe it was Roosevelt.
Rikers
what the hell
is.
Do I know?
Because of my many extensive Law and Order studies, Rikers is definitely
where
the jail
them.
Is. But I don't remember where we saw. We saw Pearl Jam on an island.
In a jail.
We weren't in a jail. It was outdoors. It was raining on us.
In the jail yard.
I'm showing 96 Randall Island. New York.
That's
Randall.
It.
Maybe that's Randall.
Call it Randall's with an S. Randall's
that's
Island.
All Randall's the Island. That's it.
Okay, fine. Fine. All
you know,
the R
and the
islands.
The only reason I know Rikers is from Law and Order.
Right.
You know.
Maybe that's over the years.
It's Randall's.
I've never seen Law and Order, but you always reference that show. That's so funny.
Randall's.
I'm sticking with Rikers. I don't care. We saw him on Rikers Island at the jail.
Okay.
Hooman, have you watched the fire fraud documentary yet? I watched it on
God.
Hulu over the weekend and found it riveting. I would love to hear your thoughts.
I haven't, but I could watch
no,
it.
No,
there's two of them.
There
though.
Are,
yeah.
And
Netflix
they actually
and Hulu.
They say that Hulu like totally crushed Netflix by getting theirs out first, and I was
right.
like, except that
like
Netflix has
first.
So many more people
right.
subscribing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're interested in that fire festival. That's out there.
I love that Ja Rule's out there going, that's not what happened.
Yeah, but now everyone's trying to go to him saying, you owe up, you know, this, that, and the other.
Come up with some money.
Crunch.
Yeah.
Moolah.
510 says, I just love that Sarah doesn't care if her brother and his friend hear her talking smack about them on the radio.
Oh, listen,
LOL, love it.
I toned it way down.
You should have heard it when she came in here.
No.
Oh, I missed that part. Was it good?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Shh.
She did tone it down.
I did.
Good morning, Radio Alice fam. So happy to hear your voices. It's just not the same without you guys. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, thank you for listening.
650 says, Vincent, this is why we Amazon Prime everything instead of going to the store. Yeah, I don't do that. My missus does. I see the charges on the Amex.
yeah, you could have had that thing. Oh my God. Every time I need anything, I'm like, hold on. Let me get that. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Next day, it shows up in my house.
That.
Well, you should start.
But
it's
I did finally get my record player put in a year after moving to that place.
That's great,
Vinny.
Actually,
it's almost a year and a half after moving to that place.
Super.
So I can listen to records now.
Do you want to know?
You never will, but.
No, I will.
Your daughter will.
Do you want to know the stats between Hulu and Netflix?
Yeah.
So worldwide, Netflix has 137 million subscribers.
Damn.
But in the U.S., it has 60 million. And I think Hulu is only, like, domestic. Okay. I don't think they're international.
And they don't have a number? As
they
how
do.
Many?
It's 20.
Oh, 20 million people?
Yeah.
They're poor.
Still a lot. They're
they
poor.
Are poor.
Hey, so what did you say? 100 and how many?
37 million.
100, do 137 million times, what is it now, $12.99?
Oh, man.
And they just up it?
Oh, jeez.
$11.99. What is it
math.
Now? Can you? We're going to use a calculator.
What'd you say?
137 million.
Hold on. 130. Hold on. Calculator.
Everyone, take your time.
All right. 137 million? Damn.
Yep.
That's
zero,
a lot
zero,
of numbers.
Zero, zero.
137,000,000.
Times.
Okay.
Just say 13.
13.
Yeah.
Times 13.
Equals?
All right.
What is it?
Oh, man. Hold on. It's a one.
Is it in the billions?
$1.7 billion.
Per month.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 1.7
yeah.
billion. Yeah, exactly.
Per month. That is crazy.
I should have invested 1.7
in that.
Yeah, man.
God, I blew it.
$1.7 billion a month.
I had to turn my calculator sideways because, you know, it gives you one of those e to the nine things.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell does that mean right now?
Turn your calculator and you can
4
have
and
all
5
the
says, Vin, regarding True Detective, didn't you find the third episode disappointingly boring? I thought, uh-oh. Look.
Did you?
There was about 10, 15 minutes in between that I went, oh my, but I was also tired, but I wanted to watch it, that I was just like, this is so boring.
Uh-oh.
To use a comparison from popular comments made on this show, True Detective for sure peaked in high school. Like, it's never gonna be
yep.
what that first season was. Mm-hmm. It's just not. So, no, I'm watching it for what it is. I realize, like, they're not going to. That was Matthew McConaughey. That's an actor. There's another guy peaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he could ever do.
That was an absolutely perfect series.
Him doing the interview and playing with the tin foil, or what was that, aluminum
cans?
Can?
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff he did there was just.
It was magic. There was something genius and magic in that whole first series. Woody's amazing in that. Even the chick he's having the affair with is amazing in that. Like,
oh,
the whole
yeah.
thing's
yeah,
like, the creepy, uh-huh. like, the weird Cajun rednecky people. Even the trees with the moss hanging off them. Everything in them. They're all good actors. The trees were great.
Hillbilly meth dealer in bun huggers out in the middle of nowhere is as creepy as it gets.
Yep. And all that ghoulish, like, ritualistic looking.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Yeah.
831 says, good morning, radio family. I'm starting a new job today, and I'm nervous. None of my friends or family wished me well yesterday.
Aww.
Punks.
Aw.
You're going to be fine. Have some fun.
Yep.
It's nice to...
They hired you for a reason.
Like where you work and be comfortable, but it's also fun to start new stuff.
Yep.
So, you know.
Chapters.
Get in there and rip
Every
it up
Every life
today.
Has them.
It's actually 7:07. I hope that you're not being irresponsible in your texting. It's actually better to take ibuprofen when you've been drinking instead of Tylenol. Tylenol is harder on your liver.
Oh. Yeah, I don't take Tylenol. I take ibuprofen.
415 says, Advil is broken down through the kidneys. Alcohol goes through the liver. Just make sure you have some food and water with Advil. It's Tylenol you have to be careful with alcohol. Love
you
guys.
Yeah, I don't do Tylenol because it doesn't work. So Advil it is, and turns out my kidneys process it, bitches, so I can keep on with my pre-party Advil. All right. What is wrong with me? Look, we should get out of here, Vin.
Bye.
All right. Oh, Jesus. I wasn't ready.
What you said.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. I'm so glad I have friends like you who can tell me, you know, what I should do. And
lay it on the line for you.
You definitely help me be stronger and solve my problems. Thank you.
I think we help each other.
Yeah.
I agree.
We have a good, nice symbiotic relationship, kids.
Yay.
We're like the sea anemone and the clownfish.
So are you going to get it done, or are you going to go home and pretend that
I'm going to pretend I'm going to put my head in the sand and pretend it never happened.
We can write you a note if you want. You can pass it on.
I think that might not work.
It's all good. Whatever.
I'm just trying to keep everything on an even keel.
Sure.
Well, listen, we're back. We're buckling down.
Yes.
We have some fun shows to do. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I have some TV shows to get home
with. Oh, my gosh, I know. Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother just started last night, everybody. I know we're annoying when we talk about Big Brother. You know how you can solve that? Watch the damn show with us.
Right, get invested.
And then you'll be into it, too. And you'll be like, oh, I wonder what they'll say. And we'll be like, oh, my God, I hope people want to hear what we say.
Okay.
Another symbiotic relationship.
To talk to you guys about their first challenge that they did.
Oh.
Because I had my own ideas about how I would do it. And it stems from last year's first challenge where one of the contestants did it differently than everyone else. And I went, oh.
I got it. I can't wait to talk to you about it tomorrow.
Yeah, and wait till you see how beautiful Eva Marie is.
All right.
Which one's Eva Marie, the wrestler?
She's the wrestler. Natalie is her real name. She's from Concord. But she has this long hair, probably extensions, but it's purple and maroon and all these colors, and her face is so gorgeous.
I can't
all
wait.
All I can do is look at her.
I an interview this morning with Kato Kaelin.
Oh, yeah.
And the lady who was talking to him goes, so, you know, how did you find yourself? And he goes, well, the first time I saw Big Brother and they were talking about house guests. I thought they were talking about me. I came in from the other room because he is the OJ house guest that was part of that trial we all know from those days. He looks good. So he's healthy and taking care of himself.
And he's the oldest one, like 52, right?
Right. But has he had a bunch of work done, you think?
No, not too much.
He looked good.
Yeah,
he looked good in what
Didn't
I saw.
Didn't look like, was it Mark McGrath last year? We're like, oh my God.
No, he was
not
a mess.
At all. Maybe a little Botox, but his face doesn't look pulled back. He looks like he's aged normally.
Is everyone pretty likable? Like, do you feel like we're going to like this cast?
I do.
Do they seem to be getting along so far? I mean, it's only the first day.
They're not
day.
Supposed to get along, though. So. Right.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess there's been a little bit of issues with a couple people there.
Oh. Well, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So tonight, we'll watch last night's episode and tonight's. It's not too late. You can join us. We'll all do it together. It'll be super fun.
This is not a paid commercial.
It's not.
We don't work for CBS anymore. We just like Big Brother. We're serious. All right. Have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.